Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Ba-da-ba.
Hello and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I don't understand why you wrote my name down, even though you just explained to me why you wrote my name down.
And welcome to the show. How's everybody doing?
Outstanding.
Outstanding. Colleen, you're already too quiet and too subdued, so if I can have you bring the mic closer.
It's because I'm choking still.
And be a little bit more enjoyable.
I can't fight off this cough. And now,
that's why they say only 12 almonds.
I know, 12 almonds a day. That's a healthy amount of almonds for snacks. So there's not too many, you know, bad fats. But just
the right some cereal on the side.
I'm going to say
right now,
if I'm the makers of, if I'm like Smokehouse Almonds or something like that, there's no way if you had Smokehouse, are they just plain almonds?
Yeah, it's like raw, plain on almonds.
Yeah, they're good.
So they're not even like tasty.
No, they're almonds. Very good. They're very
then can,
tasty.
Then you can have just 12. Actually, I don't think I can even eat 12 plain ones.
No, they're very good. I like them a lot.
Do you have any paste?
I drink almond milk too, though.
I like almond milk, but I like the Smokehouse almonds.
I bet you drink the sweetened almond milk. See, I drink unsweetened original.
Which is basically just water with some like almond juice in it. Like,
it's just it says almond milk. I don't know. I don't know. I just put it on my.
No, I have this cough.
Hey Russ, can you not cough into the mic? Can you like?
I know. I'll edit myself out.
Even Russ doesn't cough. Well, Russ didn't cough at all in the last podcast. He wasn't there.
But yes, we are excited to talk about.
Wait, can I finish talking about my ailments?
No, because I'm kind of already bored with
your
it.
Ailments.
Yeah, what's an ailment?
An ailment.
Oh, your ailment? That's
yeah.
Not almond.
I said ailment.
Okay, I thought you were talking about almonds.
I have 12 ailments. I mean almonds. No, I have this cough from last week still, from 2 weeks, the last 2 weeks. My glands are swollen and I can barely swallow food. It's been
all right, wait, hold on, because the thing about this season of Survivor that everybody's touting is like the severe amount of medevacs. Are we going to actually have a podcast medevac before we have a Survivor medevac this season?
I mean, if you heard me on the tribe this past week, I am low energy because I'm literally, I told them, I was like, I'm sorry, I'm so exhausted today that like I physically like, I can like barely hold my head up like right now. I was
hold
throwing,
your
I
head
was
up.
Sick on Sunday.
Do you want us to get you some fruit and some water?
Yes, can you get me some fruit and water, please?
While you just lay down?
Yes.
Go have some almond
water. Oh, I broke my
water.
Rib. Actually, I bruised my rib. That's actually a thing that really happened.
I think you broke your rib, but you're just being a stubborn
No, because
jerk
I did the broken
the
versus bruised. And
oh, you read some WebMD and now you're professional, so you understand.
I did go to WebMD. I did. I can breathe. If you can't breathe without pain.
I was thinking Michelle was your spirit animal this season, but it might be Debbie.
Yeah, I think I was just about ready to say, you know, Debbie probably looked at it and goes, nope, I'm looking at that. That's just a bruise.
All right. Well, I
not
guess. Yes.
I don't need an X-ray. I can see through the skin.
Please stop making me cough and laugh at the same time. I don't want to pee my pants.
Of course, Peter's saying, you can just come in there and I'll be really socially active with you. You can come in and we can have a good time, and you know you can look at my pretty face, and you know I'm really pretty smart. You know I know the being a doctor, I have to have social skills, so you know everything.
I mean, well, just talking about you know a guy that I thought was in a pretty good position last week, but just so oblivious, and it's what we kind of thought of him during his video that he did. It's like he seems kind of like a cocky ER doctor. And you know, it really shone through this episode, and poor Liz as well. Now were you pulling for Liz, Colleen, since you're like a Fishback lover and that he like dated her for a minute? So was that,
I was
that
pulling
part
for
of
Liz
your
preseason, but okay. I mean, as we kind of went on, I was sort of like, and then she had the Agent Joe hate last week and I was like, you are dead to me.
Give her credit. She didn't cry. I mean, she took it like a man when she got voted off, so.
Well, I mean, her pretentious exit speech, but.
She's a mathematician. That's how she thinks.
You know, people lie to you, but they're, you know, people that do.
Look, she's not dateable, so.
They really got us. These people are just way too smart.
I mean, it's the tragic case of the brains, at least the other time they've done it now. But at least they seem to have stronger people, so they haven't lost a challenge yet. But we'll have to see how that goes. But before we really get into the nitty-gritty about this episode, we want to thank the people that make this show possible. And that is you, the patrons, over at patreon.com/JandJack. We have over 120 patrons that contribute to this show. And you make this show possible, so thank you so much. If you would like to become a patron today, just contributing either $1 or up to $500, whatever you contribute, if you like this show, if this is a show that you enjoy, you can contribute today over at patreon.com/JandJack. And this supports all of our podcasts, and not only the Survivor podcasts we do, but we do many, many more. If you'd like to get a sampling of all of our podcasts, you can do that with the whole enchilada feed. If you search on iTunes, Jay and Jack, the whole enchilada. Or just Jay and Jack, you'll see the whole enchilada logo up there. But
I want to tell people, don't crash the network. Rush to donate $500. Pick a day. You get like one person do one day, next person do the next day. Because you guys all go at once, it'll crash the network.
I have to say, if you would leave us a review, that'd be awesome. But
you're only saying that because you got a good review.
I got a good review. I'm not going to lie. As somebody that frequently got bad reviews for a long time, I love and cherish every good review.
I've been on that. Our show got a good review?
Yeah, the Survivor with.
No, the show got a good review, but I got a shout out.
Here's the thing. Like, did you have a secret account that you used to write this review, Colleen? Or
I don't know. You'll never know.
I haven't been on iTunes and looked at reviews in a long time. So
I haven't either, but somebody called me corny when they were talking about the Tribe podcast last week on Reddit, and they said that I was corny. And I was like, okay, well, I kind of am. But it kind of made me curious. I was like, I wonder if there's been any reviews lately. And I went on and checked, and somebody said that my laugh will win them over every time. So, booyah!
Just all I gotta say, the reviewer is just try living with her. It doesn't really win you over.
I don't want to burst your bubble, but a lot of people said that about Dale's laugh.
They did say that about Dale's life. That is true.
So that means I'm going to become a prima donna and quit in a year? Now I'm going to go
too
drop
soon?
The mic and go get 12 more almonds.
No. You have 3 hours before. You have 2 hours and 16 minutes before you can go get 12 more almonds.
That's true. That's true. No. Jack's going to keep you
training
to your word here.
Are you training beyond Survivor?
Oh, that's a good idea.
I mean, 12 almonds a day. I don't even think they get 12 almonds a day, do they?
I have no idea. They
or
might
they have
get
almonds
like
on the island.
12 grains of rice.
Well, I'm just saying that. I'm just saying the equivalent of food, what they get. It's just, you know, we're laughing about 12 almonds, but
I wonder if Ty would cry if they had to eat the almond because it was just he saw the life leave. The almond.
Too soon. But the other thing I was going to say about the patrons before we move on and get started, which we really should, I guess it's been like an hour of us recording. Is
there goes
minutes,
a bad review.
But, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Hey, we'll talk about
like
that.
Like you're taking
that
good review ahead and you're crushing it.
All right,
you're
we'll do it at the end. We'll do it at the end.
Spoiler alert.
Skip ahead
quick,
an
laugh.
Hour and a half.
Colleen, quick, laugh. Laugh. There we go. All right.
That was genuine.
It started off course. Then I saw Jay's face and I kept laughing.
Oh, man. Nicely done. That was nicely done.
Oh, I'm poning you just like Jeff Probst poned Tony Blockos tonight.
Well, let's get into the recap about this episode, Colleen. Take it away.
All right. So we start. Did you play our intro music?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, right. I didn't play it so you could hear it.
Usually, you play the end of it. When
I
you
know, but Jack
us.
Gets mad at me when I play the music. So,
all right, fair enough. So we start.
Why don't
off...
I get mad when you play? Why don't I get mad when you play?
Because you're like, do I have to listen to this again? Why can't we just start it at the end of the music?
That's true.
So we start off with Braun, night six.
It's like a dramatic reading. It's night six.
It was.
We start off with Brown.
It was dark. It was dark outside.
It was a dark and stormy night.
It was dark outside, and Scott explains to Alicia why he wrote her name down. Because he wanted to let her know that he knew that Jenny was going home, And he was loyal to her and promised.
All right,
that
Sarah Koenig, let's step it up a
notch. And then it got me wondering. Was the chicken murdered? Did Ty really have an alibi? Could you get from the bronze camp to the beauty camp in 26 minutes? Anyway, so Scott
Cereal
is...
Serial season three.
The murder of the chicken. Scott explains to Alicia why he wrote her name that, and basically it was because he had promised Jenny that he would not vote for her, and he knew that he had that they had enough votes to send Jenny home.
Here's my thing: why does Scott care?
Yeah,
I think he's an honest guy, and he was just being honest with her.
Well,
so, I mean, she's not even in his alliance, yeah. And he's just like going, you know,
who cares?
But I think he's being overly honest, and I think he said that's how he's going to play the game, didn't he?
He said he was going to say that he was a basketball player. So I guess in a roundabout way of saying it.
But I think, you know, you're sitting around camp. You don't want hard feelings. You want someone to come at you and go, I thought the explanation was perfect.
Right.
All
right,
you knocked it right down. You didn't go home. You know, I knew you weren't going home, so I wrote your name down.
Right. Well, so I totally see that. But if he knew that What's-Her-Face was going home, like, who cares? She's not going to know. Like, to the best that she knows is... You know, just stop reading the votes after four. Like, those other two votes could have been not for her.
Yeah.
But so, he said he wouldn't do it, so I respect him.
Yeah,
that.
But, like, socially playing.
No, he shouldn't have said, he didn't have to say anything, but again, when he was talking to her, but Alicia, is it Alicia? Whatever
Alicia.
Her name is.
She,
Alicia. She, I don't know.
But, like, when you're playing the social
don't make
game,
her mad.
Yeah, don't make her mad. Duh. But if you're playing, like, socially, I don't know why... You know, he would further piss somebody off that could potentially find an idol or turn the game around. I mean, she's probably not going to, but again, you never know, like, if there's going to be a swap the next day or something. I feel like
some people are just too honest, and you saw the brain trap.
Right, but even if I had told What's-Her-Face that I wouldn't vote for her, if I knew she was going home and I wanted to win $1 million and I didn't want to make anybody mad that I had to go back to camp with, I probably would have ended up voting with the majority.
Or you just don't say it and you let it, like, just sit in the air. Like, who cares? Like, stay true to your word.
The only thing, like Colleen's saying, if she was going to be a jury member, and I could say,
right.
I said I wouldn't write her name down. I wanted to get
exactly.
the vote. So I know she's going home, but I'm not writing her name down.
True.
That's fair. I get it. Other than that, you know, I'll never see her again. Reunions and stuff like that.
Even then, if they can't just handle the fact that, you know, they had one of the biggest meltdowns in the history of meltdowns.
It's a game, and yeah. That's just part of the game. And I think most people deal with it at the end. Some people don't, I guess, but I don't know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Totally get it.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Alicia ironically says that Scott's explanation is the stupidest thing she's ever heard, which is funny because...
She is a mental giant.
She's a mental giant who lights fires from embryos. And she also just witnessed one of the biggest meltdowns in tribal council history. But that's the stupidest thing she's ever heard. Okay.
She was on a roll. So she felt like she had the game in her hands.
Right. So Scott's worried that they made the wrong decision in sending Jenny home. Sydney, I love Sydney. Sydney became my all-time favorite
favorite person?
Not all-time favorite person, but she became my favorite cast member of the season tonight. Really, seriously, Sydney.
Well, I loved
think
her
she's
play.
Awesome.
Like, I'm not.
She's smart. She's
yeah.
incredibly smart.
But I love that she just sits back. She's got like her, you know, she's got like the
hoodie.
No, the position.
Yeah, okay, like leaning back,
hands behind her head
yeah.
or whatever. I was going to call it a dirty position, but I won't.
Please don't.
I know, we've already gotten in trouble once for that. But, okay,
Mrs. Poo-Poo Potty Mouth.
I know. So, but I like that she's just sitting back there, like, chilling. She's like, it's cool. Like, I came out looking great in all this. So the good news is she trusts me. And, you know, that's good for all of us. Like, no, really, Sydney, that's only good for you. But okay. But I just happen to love that.
Well, I think she is. It is because they'll know what she's thinking.
Yeah.
Well, and actually that was foreshadowing what would happen next. So we head over to Beauty on day 7. And even though they're all watching each other like hawks, Ty is still going for that idol. He gets there, and of course he's somehow lost his tool. He's got this like giant tree thing. Jay is looking at me like, why do I let you talk? Branch stick thingy, which was kind of clever. And he mentioned
it might be a challenge later on.
Well, that and just like the whole time, like is even. Like the last couple of years, like, well, that after the episode, it was like, well, he can't climb up there. That's too far. Oh my God, he's going to kill somebody. No wonder why there's all these medevacs. This is the hardest, you know, clue in the world. And it just, the whole time, I was like, well, why didn't he just get a stick? And he did the stick thing. I was like, oh, that makes perfect sense, actually. That makes
sense. Isn't that really funny?
Sense.
That's obviously why we're not playing Survivor, is our whole thing was, like, how is he going to climb that high?
I guess, and again, there's like,
instead of, oh, yeah, stick.
Listening to other podcasters, you know, our friend Josh Wigger's like, maybe we could do a human pyramid up there or something like that. So, like, again, I'm like, well, yeah, I guess you could do that. But,
you know what? When he started tying the sticks together, I go, well, that was pretty obvious.
Yeah.
It's like every year they have, every season they almost have that where they tie the sticks to grab the key.
Yeah.
You go, well, I never would have thought of that.
Yeah.
Next time, Josh. I'd
been throwing rocks at the day, or coconuts.
I know, I would have been throwing things, too. I never would have thought of the stick, which I guess is sort of embarrassing now for my
mental. I wonder if
giantness.
The producer said, they're just like, all right, you got to actually just.
Go get it. We don't want you to fall down. Like, go get a stick.
Hey, Ty, we could actually get sued if you fall and die, so.
Because when you see him getting over there, he's only wearing, like, his boxers. You see like the lesions on his leg and his chest from, like, trying to go up there. Yeah. I was like, God, I just, that he can't climb up that again.
Do you think that anybody questioned him when he got back to camp with all that? Like, Ty, why are you bleeding?
I love trees, okay? I really
I got lonely.
Well, as we see, he does love trees.
Oh, yes. He had a little tree mans.
Yeah, tree mans.
But hey,
hashtag tree mans.
Next time Wiggler is on the Lost Podcast, will you ask him if he'll write a parody song for you?
Sure.
Anyway, so. Ty does manage to get the idol down or get the map thingy down, and he kisses the tree. So now Ty has a bromance and a tree mance.
It's true.
The tree clue is a map to the idol, and he finds it easily, opens a little box, and yay! The idol has a note that says he can join this idol with another idol to form a super idol, which can be used after the votes are cast. So now he's got a title. Get it? That's credit for Alice. Also.
Oh, because his name is Ty.
Yeah, get it? Title. Also, Jay-Z's music service. It. Yeah, I know. Nobody got the second
It's also
thing.
The tides, tidal waves.
Yeah, the title is turning.
To be fair, I didn't figure out the stick thing, so.
I also saw on Twitter the Tyler Perry idol. If that joined with this, it would be the Tyler Perry idol, but T-A-I-L-E-R.
Tyler.
Yeah.
Perry. Okay.
Get it? Super idol. I thought that was funny.
All right, we've gone too far with this one.
I know, we've gone too far. All right, we'll move on to the brains. But anyway, golf claps for Ty.
If we only had a brain.
Look, I don't think any of these brains would have thought about the stick thing in the tree. So we really belong
like,
on that
Well,
drive.
If I actually throw this coconut at a 90-degree angle with the root hypotenuse of Ty, it might actually hit it with just enough force to physically drop the key into my hand.
Oh, that's the funniest thing you've said in a while on a podcast. So, I'm just kidding.
Hey, taking a beating today.
I know. I'm just hashtag Jay's beatings. I don't.
I wouldn't use that. Anyway, we go over to the brains, and thanks Obama and Liz are managing two groups, Coach Debbie and Agent Joe on one side and Aubrey and Neil on the other.
Here's the thing, like when they're first saying like, well, okay, all right, at least Joe and Debbie are safe, yeah, because like at least they're going to keep them along. And kudos to Debbie. She,
yep.
She flips that on its head.
I like how Peter's upset that Joe, they got 24 hours a day to do nothing, is upset that the guy, 71 years old at the time, is doing sit-ups.
Yes.
I know. That's amazing.
I'm sitting in bed, not eating almonds, but just sitting in bed, laying there with my remote in my hand going, and I know my wife's looking at me going, there's the old guy doing sit-ups. I know she's looking at that. I didn't even look over. I just kept staring straight ahead. I'm not going to look.
Look ahead. Look ahead.
Exactly.
We're not getting into this again.
But my
why is Peter so upset? You know, here he is doing sit-ups when we're supposed to be talking strategy.
My God. How dare he keep in shape for the challenges?
No one's talking. I mean, during when they were talking, too, he said, we could vote, I think it was Neil out.
They want to vote Neil, yeah.
Which would help me. He said that to Liz. He said that. I was like going, and she didn't catch on it. She was like going.
Well, there was another. He also said that he would like to keep Coach Debbie because he would like to sit next to her at the end, right?
Yep. Maybe he said there are two goats.
He kept. Yeah. It was me, and I'm like going. And I thought, why is not Liz not catching on?
Yes.
Why is she not picking up on this?
I thought for sure that she was going to end up turning on him when he said that. Like she was going to pick up on the whole fact that his entire strategy was based on him.
We saw
the
way she gripped his leg at the end, so maybe there's a little, you know,
she was
brain
like,
mance.
I remember
after
I'm still
six
dateable.
Days,
wink, wink,
mind mance,
mind mance,
a low
hashtag
mance.
Mind mance. Intellectual
well, hashtag,
intercourse.
You're gone. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. No, it was intellectual
hashtag
intercourse.
Long distance. Yeah.
But anyway, so we had some great quotes out of this whole sequence. This was the moment that I knew that Brains was going to Tribal Council because we had Liz saying, I think we've got our finger on the pulse. Thanks, Obama, saying we're playing like bosses right now. And I was like, no, Pumpkin, no. And then we cut to Debbie, who's like, Peter feels superior and Liz is our princess prima donna. Thought this is going to be amazing. And it was. It was great. Although Debbie fell more under the, you know how we thought maybe she was in like the Philip Shepherd camp last week because she seemed to be more self-aware? Well, she said that she's flying under the radar right now. And then I was like, oh, you might be more in the coach camp.
She's definitely.
She's flying on the radar in the sense that nobody's going to think she's actually going to have the mind to do something.
This, what we saw in this episode, she handled everything.
Oh, she did. I thought again. I give her
tribal,
kudos.
She was good.
In tribal, she was like
pitch
perfect.
She was scary as F during the confessionals. Let's be honest here. When she's screaming at the camera.
Well, that's her personality. But everything when she her interaction with everybody else, I thought was perfect.
True, but I can say that because I'm a screamer at the camera that looks crazy.
If she was going like that the whole time, then no, that would have been bad.
Can I also say that, like, how much weight she's lost? Like, it's kind of she's the one that's seen the most weight loss. Because remember in her video, she was just very, very toned.
Yeah, she was very buff in her video. I wonder.
And she like lost
only eight almonds a day.
Oh man, if only she could find four more somewhere. But we cut over to the beauty camp. And this whole thing was just, this was just really like upsetting this whole sequence. So Caleb is, you know, killing the chicken with Ty.
Well, no, he's not killing it. Like they're selecting the chicken.
Yeah.
They are. They're selecting the chicken.
I like when Ty was like, it's almost like he was, I go, oh, don't let the chicken go, Ty. That's bad for you.
Yeah.
But he didn't, you know, he did the right thing. And he said, he goes, look, they need protein. These guys need protein so we can compete.
Yeah. But
I'm surprised he held the chicken.
He did. He cried over it being killed, too. And they had that whole sequence about how it was getting cold. And I don't know. It was just so. I cried. We all
emotional.
Kind of. It was kind of like hashtag keeping it real.
Is Nick really Ted Bundy?
Yes. So
is he a serial killer? Because he just has that look like. Yeah, whatever.
He kind of did have that crazed look. So the girls are talking about how they feel really bad for Ty. And then Nick is like, you know, he's like, I'm a cold-hearted serial killer robot. And he's like, you know, animals eat other animals all the time. So, okay. But Anna Kate.
I don't envision Nick being long for this.
And world. Then he mentioned something about getting a measles shot. So Anna Kate decided that she wanted to take him out.
Yeah. Well, he did try to save it because they were like. She's like, oh, I feel so bad when he's right. He goes, oh, yeah, whatever. Oh, Ty, yeah, that was bad. I'm like, okay. Him and Peter should get together because they could really.
Oh, my God.
They could do a clinic on social, you know, social.
That's right. After Dr. Not Obama Peter cures them in the emergency room, he can refer them over to Nick to be their life coach.
Oh man! But you know, I also got to give kudos to the kind of the strong, the girl strong group in the beauty tribe.
Yeah.
And again, whatever about the anti-vaxxer in her, but Anna Kate's playing a pretty good game.
She is playing a good game. Also, where, her boobs are huge.
Yes. I didn't want to say that because...
She shouldn't be running. Let's just say Debbie wouldn't disagree with her running.
I'm glad you're saying that, Colleen, because...
Is she Morgan big?
Oh, you guys have eyes. Don't answer that, Jay. It's a trick question. The internet will hate you if you answer that.
That's true. I'm not going to say anything.
Like, there will be a Reddit thread that literally rips you to shreds if you...
I don't think I've ever been on Reddit.
Oh, Reddit's great.
I thought she was smart because she went over to look to Caleb. Look, we're strong. We're tight. We're not going to break.
Yep. Yeah.
You're either with us or you're not.
Yeah. She is playing a great game.
Okay. I got really no choice here. I'm with you.
Yeah. No. I thought it was good.
That was a good move on her part.
Yes. And kudos to Caleb for immediately figuring out what was what instead of trying to go to the other girls and take control or something that somebody else might have done something.
He's someone I would want to get rid of right away once we merge because he's got a likable personality. He seems to get along with everybody, and he's smart too. And I think he could win this.
He could. It just depends if those girls stay tight.
He's good in the challenges. I mean, I wouldn't get rid of him now because you need him, but he's someone you got to start thinking, okay, can I beat him if I get to the final three? It's too soon now, but once you get close, once you get towards the merge, can I beat him? It's almost like Joe.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't think anybody's going to beat Joe.
Well, he doesn't have Joe hair.
No, he does not. No, he does not.
That's a strike against him.
But he has the cowboy hat and the belt buckle, right?
I don't know. I don't want to get us thread on Reddit. I don't want to.
No. You're talking about Beast Mode Cowboy, right?
Yeah. I didn't get criticized for that. So
okay. Whichever.
What's going on
over there, Carly? You're knocking things over.
I'm sorry. You've got so many toys over here that if I move my chair like an inch, it like knocks everything down.
Sure. Blame
I'm just
my
saying
toys.
With Caleb is one of those guys you're looking at now that has the personality and has the skill and he's good at challenges that he could go far in this game.
He could, but I think at some point somebody like Anna Kate will recognize that he needs to be taken out.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to have another second reality
TV
show.
It depends on how when they merge the tribes or when they, they draw for, if they redraw or, mix the tribes up. It just depends on what happens.
Right. It'll be interesting. I'm assuming there's going to be a tribe swap within the next couple of weeks, right?
I would think so.
Or if you would believe the next time on Survivor,
there's going to be a meta.
An entire tribe might just disappear. We don't know. We don't know for sure.
I think what happens is Joe hurts himself doing a sit-up. And then I can go to
Peter
my wife.
And goes, see, I told you.
Yeah. Or I could say to my wife, see, that's why old people don't do sit-ups.
No, but seriously, well, I guess we can talk about the next time at the end, but it doesn't look good for Joe, right? I mean,
and spoiler alert for anyone who's listening now.
Although that said, remember last season when Joey Amazing, collapsed or whatever, and we were all like, that's old man hand, it's Keith, but it was actually Joe. So yeah. I feel bad saying now, that looked like old man hand in the preview. So... all we can rule out is it's not thanks Obama's hand. what if I was like Aubrey and I'm like, oh my God, it looks like an old man hand.
You never know.
I don't think it was Debbie because the wrist.
There's a great episode of Seinfeld where Jerry couldn't go out with the girl that had man hands.
That's right. That's right.
In all fairness, those were severe man hands though. Comparatively.
She's breaking the bread.
Anyways, I don't know. I feel bad.
We have our own
Nick...
subreddit thread now. Good job, Jack.
Sorry.
I think that
it was an episode of Seinfeld. I didn't write it.
Yeah, thanks, Obama.
Well, I wish I did.
Yeah, you'd be a lot richer than you are now.
I would. Yes, I would be donating $500 for the podcast.
It's like, here, kids, here, take some of my. It's fine. I don't need it.
I don't need it. But, have 13 almonds.
But anyway, we cut over to the Brawn on day 7, and Camp Tatuana goes searching for the idol.
Camp Tatuana, we hold you in our hearts.
Alicia ends up finding the clue. She and Sydney read it, and then they get to digging. Sydney finds the little tool with the clue and waits until Alicia walks away, saying, "We need the hoe," which, you know, made me laugh a lot.
I was not going to say that because I didn't want to get a threat on that.
Yeah, I was like, "Hey, Anna Kate's in the other camp." No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, come on.
I know.
Now.
I'm just kidding.
Wow, that's...
That was
I just picked her name because she was the, when I looked at the outline right now, hers is the name over.
That's girl on girl crime right there.
I know. I'm just cheesing. She's playing a great game. But she goes to find the hoe.
Can I say this was the most frustrating sequence of events? I'm sitting there going, finish it. Go ahead.
All right. So Sydney finds the box. Alicia comes back. Sydney buries it. They go back to the beach. Sydney tells the guys.
Can we pause it there?
Yes.
Can we pause it
there?
They
go bury it.
So I was just like, cool move, Sydney. She just totally played her.
Awesome.
I was like, that's perfect. Right. Now take the clue. Do whatever you can. But I guess she came back too quickly. But I was like, kudos. Yay, Sydney. That was
awesome. Well, she dropped
move.
The clue.
Yeah.
But then they knew the clue. They said it's in the
they knew the clue was there, but it was locked.
Well, they said the idol is in the tree. Didn't they say it's the clue?
Yeah,
is
under the tree.
It's buried there?
Yeah.
Well, why? I don't know.
Well, because they had to get the key. So
I get they had to get the key, but they knew the idol was buried there, right?
Yes, but she's a mental giant, so she doesn't live by your
menial
brain rules.
Why are you chasing Kyle all over the place?
Just dig up the safe and then...
You knew it was there. Go take the box.
Yeah.
True.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I get emotional.
But
maybe they're not allowed to take the box. Maybe it's like an unknown rule.
There's no rules in Survivor. Well,
no, there's kind of rules. You can't steal an idol from somebody. That's not a rule.
If they bury it, where you can take.
You can take it. I think if you find it's buried, but you can't like go into their person.
Yeah, so you can't take it. Their personal. But you could take it if you they bury it somewhere. You find it, your idol.
Yeah. So Sydney goes back and she tells team. What are we calling them? Like Team Skason?
Skason.
Josh? They need to have
some kind of wrestler term because they both look like wrestlers.
Just Team Tattoo Men?
Team Tats.
Team Tats. So she tells Team Tats that they found the clue. Jason ends up finding the idol clue and, at that point Alicia's there and... It's just a whole bunch of like, you don't.
Well, then do we got to say the, what about, so Jason sees them. So what do you think about Sydney telling them where the clue is? Or that they did find the clue? I thought that, again, given her situation,
her
I thought that was smart.
She didn't have a choice. I mean, like she said, they saw us.
They
saw
them.
They saw me.
And also, it's kind of like last season with the, remember when Tasha told Spencer and Jeremy that there was an all-girls alliance that they were talking about, and she wanted to like give them the heads up that you know it was a thing, so that way if they heard about it, they wouldn't distrust her. It was kind of in that same vein too.
One of them should have said, Alicia should have said, "Hey, what you stay here and don't leave. He knows it's here."
Right.
I don't know.
But Alicia, the mental giant, didn't realize that they saw them. I guess. Who knows?
She did. I thought Sydney did the right thing. I thought Sydney had, like Jay said earlier, she had a good episode today. What's she going to do? That's her alliance. I'm not going to align with Alicia. I'm going to align with, the Tat guys. Yeah. So she did the only move she could do. Obviously, she probably wanted to get the idol.
Absolutely. But best case, get the idol. But
at this point, she really didn't have a choice. She has to, you don't want to get, as a group of four, you don't want to be odd man out of a group of four.
Right. So, Jason
takes off. Odd person out.
The odd man out? Odd person out, yeah. So, Jason takes off like a bat out of hell. And do you notice how he was running faster than the cameraman?
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
But why was he running so fast?
Because he really wanted to beat her.
Was she gonna take it from him?
I don't know.
Where was he going with the clue? I don't get it. Why was he running so fast?
He screamed, to get away from her. Blondie, as he's running.
He had the clue.
But I don't think she wanted her to read it, so he's just trying to get away from her.
Well, you know what? You just take it and put it in your pants and just stand there.
But hey, I mean, I guess he wanted to get there first because, you know, if she had the idol, then it would 100% be one of his alliance going home, and he doesn't have the numbers advantage that he does if it's the three of them against her.
Had a little Tony moment there, I thought.
He did have a Tony moment. Yeah. And that was the moment where I was like, oh my God, Kyle Jason might actually win this season, because that was a complete Tony moment, and then we got a Tony reference at the end.
Yeah, I mean, again, it looked good for him in the sense that, you know, he's out there. He was showing his Dog the Bounty Hunter skills. so, yeah, no, it's definitely, there was some good,
That's why he's number one in Eastern Michigan.
Southern, I thought it was Southern, or Southeastern well, Michigan.
Somewhere in Michigan.
Really the southeastern tip of Michigan. Really just this one
just
town.
The tip? Just the tip of Michigan? Just tip?
Just the tip.
All right, cool.
I promise.
And was that when they were looking for the hoe?
Possibly.
Okay.
Could have been.
Just wondering.
Now, why didn't they include... Once
allegedly.
They got,
allegedly.
When they got the idol down, they didn't include Sydney.
Well, it's,
maybe
it's,
she couldn't run that fast.
No, because it really is Sydney's the third person in that group, so... She's the third of the 1, 2, 3 because Scott and Jason are
hopefully
like best buds for life.
Hopefully she realizes that.
But she also seems to have a really good relation with Scott. So again, she has play there.
Yeah.
She does.
I think she totally does. But yeah, I love that Jason figured out to make the stick to poke it out of the tree when it took like Ty, what, like 6 days to do that?
Well, he was smart to go get Scott too.
Yeah, it's halfway like, a Gigantor.
Who's the tallest person
said,
I know?
He said it's good. It's good to have a center, the guy who plays center in the
yeah.
NBA on there.
But
like, it would go to me. Between me and Scott, you go. Okay, I'd have to tie one more stick. Sorry.
So then we've got another foreshadowy quote. Maybe Scott, guess we're sticking around, Jason. Idol time, baby.
Woo!
Woo! Wow. Idol! Wow. College.
Well, didn't Scott say Wonder Twins or something like that with the idols?
Well, yeah, so because the whole thing is if you combine them, they form a super idol, and it plays like the Tyler Perry idol in that you can use it after the vote.
I still like the Tyler Perry idol. I'm still trying to make that happen. Anyways.
Let it die.
Just like Ty with
like
his chicken. I
just
can't
let it die.
Just
let it go.
Let it die. Let it die. No? Okay. So we go over to the hashtag.
It's really dark, Colleen.
We go over to the media challenge. They get their bathing suits. So we didn't get the full-on tiger face bathing suit from Debbie, but we did get a sick...
I'm upset.
We got a sick, nasty tiger print. I think we say this every week.
I feel cheated.
Yeah, I know. In that video that just set her up perfectly was the tiger onesie bathing suit, and she hasn't worn it yet.
Maybe she's saving it for a special occasion.
Oh yeah, right. When
for the for
when she and Agent Joe visit. Are alone. When she finally gets rid of the rest of them, and it's her and not Obama, Mr. Not President. Anyway, so it was still, you know, a bathing suit that was mildly inappropriate, but.
But to be fair to her,
it wasn't
really
mildly inappropriate.
It's really hot there, so.
No, it really wasn't, actually. It was kind of a sexy suit, I'll be honest. but they are playing for either comfort or luxury items.
Did anyone think the winning team was going to take the
notes from home?
Items?
The notes from home? I don't think so.
If I was there, I'd go, come on, guys.
No, maybe if...
I'll write you a note when we get back to camp. We're taking the luxury items.
Maybe if Will from Worlds Apart was playing, but...
There's no way.
But Beauty ends up winning again, and it is neck and neck for the brawn and the brains. Jeff gives us the classic Jeffism, it's not in yet, to which all of Twitter was like, that's what she said, Jeff.
I thought that maybe they'd say the winning team gets to take the bags of rice back to their camp.
Ah, that'd have been cool.
I mean, if you know, they're not starving yet, but
right.
If I'm seeing all this rice,
I mean, I want to win the challenge, obviously, but that's a lot of rice.
I feel like maybe, so like if you saw Ty had it all over his chest or whatever, if I were him, I probably would have, instead of going into the water to clean it off, I'm not even kidding, I think I would have like scooped it up and like eaten it off of my body.
Yeah. I thought Peter made a big mistake too, because when he crossed the balance beam, he threw the rice in the water.
I thought he slipped.
I thought he just threw it off his, because he had it on his shoulders and threw it on, because it made it heavier to pick up once it got wet.
Right.
But, you know, I'm not an ER doctor, so.
Yeah, what do you know? You know nothing, Jack Latfilter.
I know nothing.
Well, with a little help from Jason, screaming, left,
up.
To the left.
It was a close one.
That was close.
I thought he was going to start screaming, pivot.
The brains, though, I mean, the beauty, it wasn't even close.
No, they had it down. Like, the beauty tribe, that's just, I think, a really strong tribe. Unless there's some disaster next week that knocks
them out.
You
know why? Because they have it all. Smarts, beauty, and strength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do.
It's like they're all three, they have all three of the groups.
That's what I do like about this season, though, is that each group does have a bit of everything. It's not as like one-sided in one area, even though they still have their traits. Like the brains definitely are kind of too analytical, but they still have strength and other kinds of things. But yeah, it's a good point.
Anyway.
Yeah. But brains loses for the first time. And then so they're going to be voting for the first time. So Colleen, how does that play out?
So, the way that plays out, Liz thinks that losing is good for her and Peter because they can get rid of Neil. And I was like, let's get that GG tally. Like, oh, honey, I think that this might be the end for you.
But you never want to lose.
Right.
Yes.
Why do people always think that's a good thing to lose at the beginning of the beginning?
Because that means they're about to go home.
I know, but it's like the stupidest thing anyone can say.
Maybe the producers were like, so Liz, was losing good for you? Why was it good? If I'm ever on Survivor and a producer actually asks me, like, so why is losing good for you? I'm going to be like, alarm bell, alarm bell, alarm bell.
What am I getting voted
off? SFB.
Yeah, basically.
CW.
Yeah.
I'm going.
What
home.
Do you know? Who's voting for
me? Yeah. Who's voting for me?
Wait a second.
Why are those five people over there together?
Right. But
didn't you think that another mistake that Peter and Liz made was that they always seem like they were together?
Yes.
Now, we've talked about this before with other – why don't people realize that you have to – and like Peter being a social genius, you have to be with – have to circulate. You have to be with other people. You can't just – I mean, Debbie figured out right away, well, these two are trying to run the show.
In fairness to Peter – I'm not going to give him much credit because, again, he was kind of very aloof and oblivious, but – he was right in saying that it's like three voting blocks, essentially, of two people. So you have Deb and Joe. Why am I blanking on his name? Vince?
Neil,
thank you.
Vince. Are you really confusing him with Vince Lye from last season?
No, just Vince. Like, you see, he looks like a Vince, but Neil.
There are no feathers in his hair.
Ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
All my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. And Aubrey, and then Audrey or Aubrey?
Aubrey.
Thank you. And,
who had a tree stuck to her head for a while.
Remember, she is the leader of the elves.
Which is ironic because in Little Shop of Horrors, wasn't it Aubrey 2?
It was, yes. Or
also,
Audrey 2, but yes.
But no, but you still, if you're smart, if you're trying to win the game.
It was Aubrey 2, I'm pretty sure.
Don't stick with just one
Audrey 2.
Person.
Sorry.
Anyway.
No, I agree. It's just, again, they were just so... It's a classic case of... And even kind of how Shireen and...
Max?
Max.
Spencer.
And then Shireen and Spencer the next time. Like, just thinking that they have it
Branch
all
out.
Figured out. But that rarely works out that early in the game.
So, yes, anyway. It's almost like they were so oblivious in their own plan working that they forgot that everybody else has plans.
Yeah, true.
No one else is thinking about a plan.
Sadly for them, Debbie is the one that tries to blow up their spot and does. So she tells Neil that they're after him. apologies, Neil. I know that you are a man. And it becomes a big S show at camp. I love Neil's, like, they need to be punished.
Yeah. Well, I do like how when Debbie was talking to Liz, she said, okay, we've talked about it. I'm with you. Let's don't talk about it again.
Yep. Okay, again, she played a good
game. That was great.
I thought she was excellent. In this,
like, she completely played into Liz thinking that she's an idiot.
Yeah.
So I wonder if she's
I don't want her to verify that my water is safe.
No.
But, you know, she's definitely playing a good game.
It's almost like
or if I have a broken rib or not.
We were wondering if she's Coach or Philip Shepherd. This episode, she kind of came out like, so the hybrid of the two of them, but the evolved version. It's almost like the water, like, made her into some kind of, like, mutated version of both of them.
She was smarter than Coach on this one.
Well, I'm thinking of Coach 3.0.
Well, his third time, I thought he should have won that season.
Coach
3.0. Yeah, but it took him three tries.
Right.
But I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying. She's evolved.
For someone the
first
time on the show, she's being smart. She's watching people play the game.
So, and I thought that, you know, she had a great episode. I would say if I was doing the edgic for her, I would say that, you know, she's getting complex person, super positive, plus, plus, plus. But this whole thing was great. The rest of them decide they band together. They don't know if they should get rid of Thanks Obama or Liz. I mean, a.k.a. what, Princess, what do they call her?
Princess Prima Donna.
Prima Donna.
Prima Donna is what you said.
Yes. But then Debbie gets a little scary. And she's literally screaming at the camera that tribal council is going to be a blindside, total blindside, and it's going to be ugly when we get home, kids.
Was she looking for a hashtag? Because I was kept waiting for a hashtag to pop up.
Yeah,
because was that what she was going for?
Yeah,
that hashtag. I think that's what people strive for, is get that hashtag phrase.
Hashtag total blindside.
But she did every time she said something. I was like, going, nope,
well,
nope.
I think it's because she very unfortunately said it's going to be ugly when we get home, kids.
I thought that would have been a good hashtag.
Oh, yeah. That's great. That's great. It's not like domestic violence.
I mean, hashtag blindsight. It's been done. Played. Come up with something new, guys.
Well, that's what she said after she verified the water was safe, right?
Yeah. Bye. Check that plumbing. It's going to be ugly.
Water's supposed to be brown.
Hashtag brown water.
For the third week in a row, we had a clogged
toilet. Oh, wait. We sent Darnell home already. So why is the water still brown?
No more brown trout.
Poop downstream.
Let the current go out. You got to it's all the timing.
Pull the poop away.
You know, really, I feel like. All right, I could go on and on about poop jokes, so I'll stop. I'll just go into hashtag tribal council.
Yeah.
Excuse me in the car.
God, but just could. I got to give this season credit. It's a whole new cast, but like every tribal, usually the first few are kind of boring, but the first three tribal councils have been really entertaining.
Well, it's funny you're thinking that, because I'm thinking the same thing. I go, God, this is their first tribal council, this group.
Yeah.
And they're just, it's just, you're like going, wow, really? Because last week you had Jennifer meltdown, you know, the Jennifer meltdown.
Yeah.
That was epic.
But this, Peter, I'm like going, oh my God, shut up.
Yes.
Peter,
and
talking.
You see all of their faces, and like, he's so oblivious, but all of their faces are giving it away that he's.
Right. That's what he said. It's being an ER doctor, you're aware of social. And I'm like going, no, you're not. Where do you work? Because if I'm bleeding out, I'll go somewhere else.
Yes.
And we're like, But he does bring
I thought for sure he was going home.
I did too. So. Thanks Obama does bring up that there are three voting units. So I guess that's the like prototype.
Voting blocks, yeah.
It's the prototype to voting blocks. Maybe that's where Steven got it. Like Liz got home and was like, hey Steven, we've got these voting units, and then he was like,
oh,
hmm.
So he stole it.
Yeah, maybe, just hypothetically. Let's just go out.
He said
that
she did not tell him any spoilers.
Right, but maybe
just,
she said the word. Maybe she choose. Said voting units,
Now that Colleen brings that up, I think we got to call Stephen Fishback out.
Maybe he went to thesaurus.com and was like, units, blocks. Oh, let me go with blocks, voting blocks instead. And maybe that's how
that's
that was the evolution of voting blocks.
Voting box is more marketable.
Yeah. Thanks, so Obama. He's a fraud. And then we can say thanks, Obama, because he was the one that said voting units, which evolved into voting blocks.
Yes.
I love our fan fiction. This is great. During this tribal council, though, I got to mention again, Jeff says that he totally pwns Tony, and he's like, you know, so
was it pwning
honest.
Tony, or was it pwning Peter's just lack of where he's like, I trust Joe, he's a cop, you know, he's definitely somebody I could trust. He's like,
he was an
well,
FBI agent.
Tony was a cop, and he lied every 20 minutes.
It was so great.
But I like how Joe's look was like, yeah, you can't trust me.
Yeah, I mean, so
I'm here to win a game.
This was definitely very awkward from Liz and Peter's perspective, because they just kept talking, and the rest of them all know that they're going to knock him out.
Well, I like how Neil says, you know, something, you know, we have a plan. He goes, well, not your plan. I go, shut up.
Oh, that was great, though. When he said that, I was like, oh, son, like that.
But
it's going down.
Neil handled it really well. Neil did play his hand. He just
no. And Debbie, I thought Debbie had one of the best ones where it went to, like, Jeff was trying to get something out. I was like, oh, it'll be what it'll be. Like, she didn't even, like, they all played their poker hands really well.
Yeah, it was great. And Peter, let's just get to the parchment and let's just vote.
Yeah. And then the last kind of nail in the coffin, or not nail in the coffin, but just like to make him look even worse. So Peter goes to the thing and he does the brush his shoulders off.
That was awesome.
Move.
Well, why did he insult Neil in his pants?
Because
yes, why go after a man for his ice cream pants?
I like everyone here, but he's got ice cream pants.
Well, he's a snake in ice cream pants, which, this is a family show. I don't want to get into that.
Hold on. I'm not even slow clapping. I'm fast clapping for that. Much Thank like you. Neil but, in his ice cream pants, probably.
But would you have, if I was a group, I think I would, you don't want to keep your tribe strong. I think that's the only reason he was still, Peter's
Absolutely.
Still there.
Yeah. His
strength. The only reason he was still there. Because you had Aubrey was talking to Debbie. That's why I thought just before they showed him leaving the tribal, I thought maybe because she doesn't like a bully, Peter seems like a bully, and they were thinking about voting him out. I go, you got to keep your track on, though.
Well, don't forget, Liz and Pete and Agent Joe had that altercation last episode, so
yeah.
If it was going to be the four of them deciding between the other two, it might make more sense to vote off Liz, because she's probably not as strong as
Obama. Yeah, you want to keep
and
your tribe strong. So that was the right thing to do.
So we have our second tie in three tribal councils, which again, wow.
Apparently, this isn't the medevac season. This is the tribal council tie season.
It's a smart move.
In case someone had someone had an idol that would just...
Nobody's going to get savaged out in this situation.
Right.
That's still the best moment.
And
ever.
I, you know, Colleen, you so many thanks Obama's here, so she kind of made this joke not as good. But so Liz eventually gets voted out, and then she can really, truly say, thanks, Obama.
Well, for a second, I really thought that Peter was going home. So
have you ever seen such close? I mean, did Boston Rob and I'm drawing a blank on her name.
Amber.
Were they that close at a tribal council?
No, that's what I'm saying. She was like grabbing his leg, like
affectionately. I've never seen two people. I mean, sometimes they.
I was gonna say, I think there was
stuff like this. I go, this has only been 6 days.
I think there was a mind mance going on over there.
Or I mean, I said it was like 7 or 8 days, right?
Or maybe
Either
she
way,
really was just... like, thanks, Obama. Wink, wink.
I mean, again, Peter's a handsome guy. Like, I'm not going to deny
it. He's incredibly handsome. I'd hit that if I wasn't married.
You asked Pete, and Peter would agree with you.
To the person I'm staring at right now.
The only thing with the tying it was the blind side wasn't as strong of a blind side.
No, because I think one of them, they knew one of them were going home.
Well, yeah, exactly. So that would be the only drawback. That's more of like a TV kind of thing. You know, but it's a smart move
Could you see their face? They knew one of them were going home.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I felt bad. Like, Liz looked scared. Like, she had that look like...
No, she did.
I don't know. I felt kind of bad. But, I don't know, man.
When people get overconfident and lose, I don't feel bad for them.
No. I mean, they just... And that's, and Jeff closed it out saying, you know, you can think it all you want, but it comes down to emotional intelligence. And
when you only see you,
which he's like, hey, Spencer,
with,
emotional intelligence.
When you're a group of two and you're not communicating with other people, how can you be confident that you have the trust? I mean,
I think they thought they were communicating with the other two, with the other four, rather, but they thought
you look at Anna. Anna went to Caleb and said, and he goes, look, us, all three girls were tight.
Yeah.
Right.
Goes, yeah, these guys are like, yeah, we're running the show. Yeah.
Actually,
they're not talking strategy. He's doing blah, 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 blah.
I really meant to say, like, how gangster Anna Kate was when she said that. Yeah, like, yeah, we're tight. Like, that was pretty gangster. I'm not going
to
lie.
She's my pick to win it all. And again, you know, I win two in a row. I don't know.
This season has taught me in three short episodes that I would be a really bad Survivor player.
Why?
Just because, like, I would never think to be like, we're really tight. Or if I went up there and was like, we're really tight, A, I would giggle from saying that. And B, like, no, I wouldn't be able to, like, pull it off in the way that you should say, you know, something like that. The way that she said it. Like, she delivered it perfectly. I have bad deliverance. I think that if I ever went on Survivor, I would be a great storyteller because I'd be talking to the camera. But if I ever had to say any of that to...
So you would
they would be like, no, forget her.
So
like,
that's why I think
gone.
you would need this. I think why I like Fishback so much. You need a Fishback to actually do all of the Survivor strategy for you.
No. I'd be great at the strategy. It's literally the talking to people.
That's
like that, I would
you
need.
You could be on Team Fishback. You could just hand him the tissue every 20 seconds.
And I would be great at that. But I think that my best Survivor season, ideally, if I ever went on it, would be like Survivor Frat Boys. Because I can make all those jokes.
But yes, so we have the end of the third episode, the trailer for the next week's episode. We seems like we're finally going to get our first medevac. Where I guess was it the challenge?
I don't think that it seems like it. I mean, we are straight up pretty much getting it, and it looks like old man.
Or it could
hands.
Even be multiple people. I didn't see old man because the old man hands looked like ties.
Well, so
but
Mandy,
they showed that he was fine later on. So
Mandy sent me several. No, you think Ty's the old man? I think it's Agent Joe.
No, I'm saying the hands. I think they looked like they were Ty's, but then Ty looked fine.
No. They look like old man hands.
I think there's a lot of people that are going to be.
Well, it looks like somebody's. It looks like they're just working out in the sun.
Hold on.
Digging holes, and it looks like they're hurting.
Let me just send it to both of you because Mandy sent me the two pictures.
Who's
and
Mandy?
Mandy. Or one of our listeners.
I know. I didn't know if you want to tell people at home who Mandy is.
Well,
you're saying
no.
It like
really I don't want to give out her last name.
From the listener's perspective.
Well, I don't want to give out anybody's last name if they don't say that.
I know she had a Twitter handle or something. I didn't know if you wanted to.
No.
Okay. Continue.
No, I feel weird saying, unlike you guys in the Married Man show, I feel awkward about giving out somebody's last name
without getting
permission. But
we always
say
you can't do it after we do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, I was going to, but then I just failed, so.
Oh, all right, so.
She sent me the screen cap of the old man hand and was like, who do you think that this is? And it looks like Agent Joe.
Are you sending it to us?
I just did. I sent it on Facebook, sorry.
Who sent it on Facebook?
Because she sent it to me on Facebook Messenger. Just log into Facebook.com. It's not like it's not a freaking favorites tab.
I know, but it
top.
Slows down the internet, then I lose Jack's audio.
No, it really doesn't.
Well,
really
okay,
doesn't.
Let's see. It looks like it's somebody's got white thing stuck to their hand.
Yeah, that's the
blood
pressure
who has,
monitor.
Who on this?
But if you look at the trunks,
that's
the trunks of the person. It looks like a alligator trunks.
Is it alligator or is it ice cream Neil's?
No, those are alligators there. It's an alligator.
Well,
oh, now I see what you're talking about.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me.
Those aren't old man hands. Those are like middle aged hands. That's not old.
Middle aged hands. Da, 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 da.
I don't know what that is, but I'm going to send you guys the second picture that Manny sent me, which is a picture of Neil's shorts.
And that looks like Neil's shorts.
See, that's his shorts. That's
but
Neil.
I don't think that it is.
That's
because
the
Neil
shorts.
Doesn't have old man hands. He's but like 35 years old. If that's that, you're calling me having old lady hands.
Well,
I know I do. I've actually had Madonna hands since I was about 22.
Anyway, no, that's Neil.
I don't think
Neil.
It is because it also
we didn't say
that's
spoiler.
His shorts.
We didn't say spoiler for all this, didn't we?
Well, I mean, you can assume.
I mean, we're not really. I mean, I. Spoiler alert. However, I think that the old man hands totally cancels that out because you
can't see Neil's hands though.
You can't see Neil's bathing suit.
It's actually Peter because they switch pants.
Oh,
alliance.
Right.
Shorts to go.
Do they also?
Peter goes, you know, hey, I'm sorry about making the whole ice cream pant joke. How about we, you know, because like after a football game, players just, you know, they swap jerseys and stuff like that. After the tribal council,
why did they make it about the color of their skin? You're such a racist.
I'm not.
Anyway,
I still think that it's Agent Joe because
I think you're horribly wrong. All right, so now let's get to where more points where we were wrong. So new for this season, we did our preseason pick for who is pre-merge, merge, and final three. So Peter Bagginstos, a.k.a. Dr. Buff, don't call me Obama. I said he was pre-merge, so I get a point. Jack, you said merge. Colleen, you said merge. So
you said merge about Liz?
Wait.
Pre-merge about
Liz?
Wait,
he wasn't voted out.
Yeah, he wasn't voted out.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, yeah, dang it yourself.
Sorry. You're right.
Hello?
You're right. I got excited there.
You're breaking up. He wasn't voted out.
You're right. Hold on, let me close out Facebook.
I was so worried about
it's not
getting
Facebook.
The point that I had to.
Darn it. Okay. All right. Let me find Liz. Is it Elizabeth probably on here? Let's see.
I said Liz is my winner pick, so I lose. Unless, did I change it? Is that my tribe winner pick? Because, you know, doing two podcasts.
No, Colleen said final three, so whatever final three. So this is the preseason pick that we did. So you said final three. Jack said pre-merge. I said merge. So Jack actually gets the point. So
first time in Survivor history, Jack gets a point.
So there you go. So now it's tied. Jack has a point. Colleen has a point. Now let's go to who we thought was going to be kicked off last on this episode. Jack, you said Julie with a Nick Medevac. Neither of those things happened. Colleen said Alicia, which did not happen. I said Joe, which did not happen. But at least I was right in the sense that I thought Brains was going to lose. So, you know, I get some kudos there. But
no you
points.
Really don't.
Thank you.
I'm all right. Off on Julie because the alliance of the girls.
So, Jack, it's time to tally the votes. Who do you think's going home next week? And, you know, with the, since the trailer seemed very, to suggest that somebody's going home with a medevac, we'll double down here. So we'll have a medevac pick and a vote pick. So, Jack, who's your vote pick?
Well, I like Neil, so I hope it's not Neil, but I going
but
this
by
is
your
what
vote.
I've seen.
Who's getting voted off, not the medevac?
Oh, who's going voted off? It's going to be... I think Alicia.
Alicia, okay.
I hope Alicia, but...
All right, and then your medevac pick is?
I have to go with Neil.
You can't do a medevac. Oh, I guess it's in the preview. It's fair game.
Yeah.
Hey, spoiler alert!
We're talking about it. It's fine. Go ahead. Jack, who do you think's medevac?
I think it's Neil.
It's all fine games
wrong.
Until somebody gives a bad review on iTunes.
All right. Colleen, who do you think's getting voted out? Got a pick.
Well, actually, this is kind of hard. So, I feel like... I don't know. If it's late enough, there might not be a vote out.
Just pick. You just got to pick.
We've had episodes in the
past.
Okay,
but you're picking a medevac too, so you're covering your bases. Who do you think's getting voted off?
She can pick someone that she can say someone's not going home. Someone doesn't get voted out. That could be worth a vote.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, actually, okay, if you're saying nobody gets voted out.
I say that nobody gets voted out.
Okay, we're saying none. And then who are you saying gets medevac?
I feel like it might be Agent Joe.
All right, Agent Joe. And I... We'll pick. I'll follow Jack here. I'll say Alicia, and medevac I think is Neil, based upon
Mandy's spoiler.
It's not. It's just it was on there. So I was like,
I know. I'm just teasing.
It's on the trailer. So or preview. So that's my guess.
I'm going with what Shut Up Tim told me. What didn't tell me, but he keeps
his theory.
He's taunting me. That it's going to be Agent Joe. And he even taunted me right before we started this. So I feel like...
What, is he jealous of your crush of Agent Joe?
Maybe he is jealous of my Agent Joe crush. I don't know. Regardless.
All right. Well, there you go. That is it for this week's Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. We want to send a special thanks to those patron members that contributed a significant amount.
Wait, I just have to say, I'm glad that you messed that up, because I mess that up every single time I try and say that.
I know, I hear it.
But Tack from Tokyo and Eckhart Richter, thank you very much. And we do actually have finalized the special packages for the people that contribute $50 or more a month. I'm actually wearing the main attraction to this package right now. It's a specially designed Jay and Jack
Agent Joe's
headphones.
Pants?
No, not Agent Joe's pants.
Woo! And Debbie's bathing suit. Oh my God, that's
that
the
would
perfect
be a,
bedroom combination.
That would
you
be a hot
wear
ticket
that on your honeymoon.
Yes.
Honeymoon.
But no, they're very cool studio headphones.
They look good.
And you will be seeing them soon. Then probably take a picture and show everybody, but they're really cool. And some other fun goodies that are part of that package.
There
so those
is stationery, which was literally, that was my favorite. I've already ordered an extra one for myself instead of using.
Nerd. All right.
I like making lists. I made lists on it.
Definitely check out our other shows. This week we did the last ever Married Man show with Dale.
But the Married Man show
will live on with guest hosts for the rest of the season. We're very excited about it. You might know some of these podcasting friends of ours. Nick from our Game of Thrones podcast is going to be one of the guest hosts. Chris in Boston, who was a fantastic podcaster on Media Junkyard, is going to be one of our guest hosts. And we also have Brian Verderosa from Talking Comics and Talking Movies podcast is going to be one of the guest hosts. And then somebody you might all know if you're listening to this and you're a Survivor fan, Shut Up Tim is going to be rounding out that four guest host team on our Married Man show starting next week or so. So very excited about that. Should be a lot of fun. And we also recorded a binge watch podcast this week where we talk about Mr. Robot, which was a lot of fun to talk about. And then we also talked about in that one Fuller House, the new show on Netflix. So if you enjoy those things, definitely check out Binge Watch with Jay Jack. I think there's also a new Amazing Race. There was a new Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys. And I think there is a new Downton Abbey with Jack and Cindy, or no?
Not this
That won't be till next week, because the final episode for America, Chuck, is this Sunday night.
The final episode ever?
I've already seen it, but it's the final episode.
They're making America great again?
Yes, it's the final episode of Downton Abbey ever.
Wow. So do you have anything special planned for our Downton Abbey podcast with Jack and Cindy?
I would have tea, but I don't like tea, because they're always having tea on that show, and I can't stand the smell of tea, so... No, we're just going to wait till like Tuesday to record so people can get their final thoughts in. Some people have already seen it, so they've sent their thoughts in. But you can give us a call at 385-309-0311. Calling time. And I didn't watch it until because I made some predictions. So we'll see if they came true or not.
Very exciting.
You should give out the Married Man number, too, if anybody wants to call the Married Man.
Yes.
Are we changing the number?
No.
I don't know. I feel like it's easy to remember. I might just leave it. You know, that's the one lasting vestige of taffy that we'll keep in the show.
It's so priceless. Also, it took me so long to search for like all the other numbers I've ever searched for.
Can we find another way to make taffy work or whatever those numbers make? Either way, you can call in if you have any relationship advice questions for that first show with our new guest host team at 510-69-TAFFY. For all of our other shows, if you have any comments, whether it's Downton Abbey, if you want to talk about Mr. Robot or Fuller House or Survivor, if you have any thoughts about Survivor this next week's episode or next week's, you can call 385-309-0311.
Or you can
call
email survivorjjc@gmail.com.
Or lostpodcast@gmail.com.
No, email the Survivor one because that will be easier.
All right. So without any further ado, thank you guys so much for listening this week. We'll see you next week. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Peace out. Go find a hoe.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.